Good morning. The front that brought all the rain late yesterday and last night to interior New York and New England is tracking off the eastern seaboard now, along with a wave of low pressure. In its wake, things are drying out nicely, and rain showers are quickly coming to an end from northwest to southeast. So perhaps a few scattered showers for a southern and eastern New England this morning, but everyone will have a nice drying trend through the morning drive in the afternoon hours, and we'll go back to sunshine as the clouds break up with high pressure building in. We'll also have a northwest breeze, which will increase at times and get gusty, but that will only help the drying trend. Temperatures in some cases have already dipped back into the 30s and 40s, but will rebound despite that northwesterly wind flow with full sunshine. We'll be back into the lower to mid 50s on average by the end of the day. The wind will die out, and with clear skies tonight, temperatures will drop quickly. It'll be much cooler than recent nights, with overnight lows back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will produce a beautiful Saturday. With high pressure overhead, we'll have mostly sunny skies all day long. Temperatures will climb quickly off our morning lows and reach highs close to 60 across most of the area. On Sunday, we'll see sunshine to start, but clouds will be on the increase as a low-pressure wave pivots through the Tennessee Valley and into the region. It should stay dry through the daylight hours, with showers possible on Sunday night, highs again making it well up into the 50s. A good chance of showers on Monday, keeping it into the upper 40s for highs, and a bit of unsettled weather with an upper-level disturbance over us through the midweek period next week, with a chance of showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, certainly not raining the whole time, with highs sliding from the upper 50s on Tuesday back into the lower 50s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, additional heavy rainfall and strong thunderstorms are in the forecast across the south central United States through the end of the week and into tomorrow. The anomalous upper low that's been over Mexico is now slowly lifting northward and weakening. On the eastern side of this disturbance is a pronounced southerly inflow from the Gulf of Mexico, and heavy rainfall is expected where this flow intersects a front at the surface. Multiple rounds of heavy rain will only exacerbate ongoing flooding issues, and some areas may get a few more inches of rain through Saturday. Flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect. And across the western United States, a series of fronts will continue bringing multiple rounds of rain and mountain snow through the weekend. The heaviest snow is likely for the Cascades and the Sierra Nevada ranges. Winter storm watches have been issued for the higher terrain and flood watches for the lower elevations. It'll be windy as well for the coastal areas, with wind gusts exceeding 50 miles per hour at times. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light freezing rain and fog, 25 degrees, with a northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and fog, 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 42, 77% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 12 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 60s, Boston increasing sun, breezy near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 61, that's 28 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, but no snow. Still just a trace for the month, and 10.3 inches for the season, which is 41.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 261. That's 77 below normal. And 4,190 for the season, which is 1,092 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high 70 set in 1977, and the record low 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:57 p.m., 11 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the 40s. Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear and cooler tonight near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear, cooler tonight, lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild again near 60. Upper 50s with sunshine, giving way to clouds Sunday. Showers Sunday night and Monday, highs in the upper 40s. And mostly cloudy with the chance of showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Upper 50s Tuesday, mid-50s Wednesday, and around 50 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.